This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria today. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow for the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia. The annual summit would provide an opportunity to Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin to review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit, and the UN. The Russian president will also host a private dinner for the Prime Minister today. In the second leg of his two-nation tour, Mr. Modi will be visiting Austria from tomorrow at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. This will be Prime Minister's first visit to Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria, as well as high-level business engagement. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG today, including those seeking a fresh examination. According to the cause list uploaded on the Apex Court's website, the batch of 26 petitions would come up for hearing before a bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra. Petitions filed by students demand a separate and independent investigation into the alleged NEET irregularities. The centre has filed an affidavit before the Supreme Court amid the escalating NEET row. The centre said there was no need to reconduct NEET UG 2024 in the absence of any evidence of large-scale irregularities in the examination. It also contended that a fresh exam would adversely affect the lives of lakhs of genuine candidates. National Testing Agency NTA has released answer keys for the Common University Entrance Test Undergraduate CUET UG 2024. The window for students to challenge the answer keys is open till tomorrow. Release of answer keys sets the stage for announcement of results. The results are expected to be announced within a week. The Hemant Soren government will seek trust vote in Jharkhand Legislative Assembly today. A special session of the Assembly has been convened today for the purpose. The session is scheduled to begin at 11. Chief Minister Hemant Soren has instructed all JMM MLAs to be present in the House. JMM allies, Congress, RJD, CPIML have also instructed their MLAs to be present in the House during the vote of trust. The Markets Regulator, Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has issued a show-cause notice to Hindenburg Research for the early leak of a critical report on the Adani Group to New York-based hedge fund manager Mark Kingdon. The show-cause notice alleged that Hindenburg, Kingdon's hedge fund, and a broker associated with Kotak Mahindra Bank benefited from the over $150 billion decline in the market value of Adani Group's 10 listed firms after the publication of the report. Another batch of 5,803 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas Base Camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 218 vehicles early this morning. In athletics, India's Avinash Sable sets a new national record in 3,000-meter steeplechase at the Paris Diamond League in France last evening. The star steeplechase player bettered his own record by more than a second. Sable finished sixth at the event with a timing of 8 minutes and 9.91 seconds. The race was won by Abraham Saim of Ethiopia with a personal best of 8.02.36, narrowing edging out Emo Serem of Kenya. In men's cricket, India beat host Zimbabwe by 100 runs in the second T20 international in Harare last evening. Opting to bat after winning the toss, India posted 234 runs for the loss of 2 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Abhishek Sharma was the top scorer, hitting a quick 500 in just 47 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.